You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought. Welcome to eBay Radio's top-rated seller hour with your host, Griff.
And this segment is brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Every niche seller knows there are tricks of the trade, but the learning curve, it can be pretty steep and expensive. Well, here now to tell us what you need to know in selling apparel as a niche is Sarah Graham. She's known on eBay as Western Air 88. Sarah, what exactly do you sell?
Well, Griff, it's nice to talk to you. I have to say, first off, I'm a little nervous. I've never done anything like this before, so this should be really interesting.
Oh, don't be nervous.
Clothing. No? I have kind of expanded a little bit into other little areas, but clothing is always my go-to. It's very readily available everywhere I shop, so it's something I know and something I'm comfortable with.
You know, Griff sells shirts. Mainly shirts.
Does he?
And
oh,
some
yes,
shoes, but he yeah. sells shirts. And he's really proud of his measurements. Are measurements important, and which ones do you include?
Measurements are by far one of the more important things I think any seller can include, whether you're starting out just selling stuff out of your closet or an experienced seller that's got thousands of things listed. Measurements are the key. Anybody that goes in a store knows everything you buy, you're going to have different sizes. So measurements all the time, even on just basic men's t-shirts, something as simple as the chest measurement across from underarm to underarm, and then the length of the shirt from the collar to the hem. Even something just as simple as that really helps cut down on returns, fit issues, sizing. And then when you get into more involved things like pants or dress shirts, you're going to have more measurements, sleeve lengths, rise, inseam, and different measurements for each item as you go along, but they're by far the most important thing to include.
Oh, cool. So what about photos? There's always, just in the category of shirts, there are so many opinions of what photos to show first. What is the way, what's the right gallery image? How many photos should you have? How can you overkill? What, you know, there's just so many opinions. What's yours?
Well, like you said, there's so many opinions. Nobody really has the key to what's exactly right, and nobody is going to do everything exactly the same as every other seller. So learning what works for you and how you can make your process as streamlined as possible to be able to get your listings up, I think, is key also. But you need to have clear, very easy-to-see pictures that are going to stand out. You don't want to use your iPhone or your iPad if you're going to get really fuzzy pictures that aren't easy to see. I know a lot of people use eBay Mobile for listing, which is really great, but you need to make sure that you're getting those clear and in-focus pictures. I see so many people list with eBay Mobile, and all of their pictures are very blurry and very fuzzy, and you can't get a good idea. It doesn't matter how many pictures you take. If I can't tell what the item is or get a good idea and feel for what the item is going to look like, then no matter how many pictures you have, I'm just not going to bid. I think t-shirts are a go-to for me. I like listing t-shirts. They're quick and they're easy and they're good sellers. Men's t-shirts, a lot of times the print is just on the front. You really don't need much more than a quick picture of the front and the back. And a lot of people will put a close-up of the actual print of the shirt, which is really nice. But with the eBay photo enhancements recently, it's almost unnecessary because you can zoom in on the picture so well. So covering any like detail that you have in the pictures is really helpful to get the buyer to actually see what they're looking at. Instead of just describing it has this seaming and that seaming and a zipper here and a zipper there, if the buyer can see all those little details, it really helps to enforce what you're selling and give them some security and, hey, I can see what I'm looking at instead of just reading about it.
Griff, she has 24,624 score, 100% positive feedback.
Yes, that's
she's
excellent.
She's got her yellow shooting star. What is that, 10,000 and 10,000 to 24,999? I guess that's what it means. So you've put a lot of stuff up on eBay. About how many things do you have up there right now?
Right now, I just listed a bunch more things last night. I was sitting here working until midnight or so. I'm covering just under 6,000 or just under 6,100 listings.
Oh, yes.
And a good 75% of that is clothing.
Oh, wait a minute. So I get on my knees. I am not worthy. How many listings do you have up right now?
I have, let me pull up exactly my account. As of last night, I've sold a few things, but as of last night when I went to bed, I was at like 6,092.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's amazing.
Congratulations.
That's a business, honey. That's a real business.
That is a business.
It
not
is.
Like me.
It's a real business, and I know a lot of people always joke when you say, oh, I sold on eBay. They always give you that, oh, it must be nice to make money while you sleep. It's so easy to do eBay, isn't it?
Or worse.
No, it's
or,
not. It's
or worse when they say,
job.
The worst part is when they say, well, aren't you just adorable? Isn't that cute?
Yeah.
You sell on eBay.
Yeah, you get
you're
no
special.
Respect when you're a real businesswoman.
Do you launder? And it can get discouraging. You just have to ignore the naysayers and the people that laugh at you and tell you, oh, you're not really working for yourself. When are you going to get a real job? You just have to ignore that and just focus.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. You do.
Well, we come from a long line of people who've worked from home. It used to be called the cottage industry way back when. And now, of course, it's just small business. That's what it is. Hey, do you launder everything?
Yes. Part of the eBay rules are that you have to sell clean clothing. So sometimes you get stuff in a thrift store and it appears to be clean. And a lot of times you'll get stuff that has dry cleaning tags on it. Those I kind of will let slide if they have the dry cleaning tags on them and I can assess that they are directly from the dry cleaners. But everything comes into my house and does get laundered because that's part of selling on eBay is you've got to sell clean clothing. And who really wants to get a dirty shirt delivered to their mailbox anyway?
No kidding.
Yeah.
And you know, I want to ask another question. I noticed you embedded pictures rather than putting them up in the 12 free ones eBay allows. Why do you do that?
I actually do both. I like the pictures in the bottom of the listing because up until recently, the eBay embedded pictures, the eBay pictures in the gallery were not very big. But recently, as you know, with all the new photo enhancements, the pictures have really improved with the eBay policy now. So I honestly don't even need those in my listings anymore, but it's just kind of old habit.
What do you think, Griff?
So I still do it.
Tell her what you think, babe.
About what?
About embedding the photos.
Oh, I still do one photo, but it's a matter of, I don't know why I do it. It's kind of like habit, and it's a process that I've got down that's really easy. But I use the eBay photo to embed in my listing, and that's a little tricky. I have a little trick I do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's similar to what I do. The software that I use for listing actually has that option where I can have my pictures, once I put them in the eBay gallery, they automatically load right into my listing description.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take any extra work for me to have them show in both places.
Ooh, what's that software? I want it.
I use 6-bit. I was
Six-bit.
A very big Blackthorn subscriber and used Blackthorn religiously, but since that's going away, now I'm using 6-bit.
Ooh, you 6-bit. You're so smart.
We need to get them on the show again.
Yeah,
I think they were on a while back.
Well, haven't we talked about it with what's his name? You know, the guy from Blackthorn. I'm having a break.
Oh, he was
John
on.
Slocum.
Yeah, he
yeah
was
John
on.
Slocum. Sorry.
Yeah, we had
yeah,
him on.
He's really
That's
nice.
Right.
And one good thing I like about 6-bit is I've had to call in and get help on a few things here and there, and I've always talked to John. He's very hands-on and really helps out when you've got problems. It's a good software. I would really recommend it to anybody, even if you're starting out. It's a good software to use.
What were you doing before eBay?
Well, funny enough, my husband and I have actually worked for the same company years ago, and we were both medical couriers. And I was in my car from 8 a.m. in the morning until about 10 o'clock at night, driving around the Phoenix metro area making deliveries. And I was driving 12, 15 hours a day, and in just under a year, I put 150,000 miles on my car. And I just said to my husband one day, I was like, I can't handle this anymore. And he's like, just a little bit longer and we'll do something different. And one day I just walked in and my boss looked at me and he goes, effective immediately, I've given half of your shift to one of my friends that needs a job. So, here you go. You're only working half of your shift now.
Wow.
Another reason to have your own business.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well,
I just looked at him at that point and I was like, no, this isn't going to work out for me. Thanks, but your friend can have all of my shifts. And I went home and I looked at my husband and I said, well, Anthony, it's all us now. And we had money in the savings account and we went to the thrift store and we said, we've done eBay before, never at the full-time level, but we've done it before and we know we can make it work. And it's been headstrong and full throttle ever since. And
how long?
2009.
Wow. Good for you.
That's great.
See, those little things, bosses telling you, I gave your job to my friend. Those are the kind of things that, you know, bosses, some people with power are such jerks.
Aren't they?
And that's one of the reasons. That's one of the reasons why I became an entrepreneur. I have to tell you. Oh. I can't, you know, the program directors at radio stations, for one thing, started being as young as my grandchildren.
Unbelievable.
Telling me what to do. No.
The nerve.
No, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
That's another reason to be independent. eBay allows you that independence, and I love that.
Yeah, it's really nice, because even when we were working at the same job together, we couldn't take vacations, we couldn't take the same time off, because we worked the same job, and they couldn't replace both of us at the same time. So it was like we had no real benefits, and now we work together, we work from home, and we sit together 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and we work this business, and we love it, and we can do what we want to do when we want to do it and still bring in a good, livable income.
I love that. Thank you, Sarah.
Sarah, that's wonderful, and thank you for coming on the show and sharing your expertise with us. This segment was brought to you by Smart Gallery from PageMage. Cross-sell exactly what you want. Coming up next, some top-rated tips from an all-around pro. Next, here on eBay Radio.
The few seconds people spend visiting your eBay listing are precious. Now you need them to stay longer and buy. It helps if your listings look professional and inviting. Billboards by PageMage is just the app for this. Quickly create and automatically post custom-designed headers and footers in all your listings. Brand your business, promote specials, even cross-sell your merchandise. It's free and easy to use. Learn more about billboards at PageMage.com, also in the eBay App Center.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. Best-selling author, speaker, and leading eBay educator, Janelle Elms, will share 5 tips on ensuring a successful business this year, and you'll get a free goal-setting sheet. The webinar is free, Wednesday, January 29th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
I'm a buyer and a seller on eBay. When I receive items that have been packed carefully, it says a lot about the person who sent it. And when I send items to my customers, I take the time to wrap them carefully. And I know just where to go for all of my shipping supplies. There's truly only one place. Bubble Fast. They're family-owned and operated. And they care about getting your supplies to you promptly. And if you're not sure about what you need, give them a call. And if by chance they don't have what you need, they'll do their very best to help you find it. Bubble Fast are top-rated sellers and have been providing shipping supplies to the eBay community since 1999. Bubble Fast has bubble mailers and bubble cushioning, foam rolls, packing peanuts, boxes, tape, and one of my favorite products is the famous box sizer tool that easily cuts boxes to the exact size I need. Most of their customers are eBay sellers, and they're successful because they listen to their customers. Call Bubble Fast now, toll free, 877-599-SHIP. That's 877-599-SHIP. Bubble Fast, for all of your shipping supplies.
If shipping were music, right now yours probably sounds like this. Wouldn't it be nice to go to Shipping Nirvana? Introducing ShipStation, a multi-channel solution no matter where you sell online. ShipStation streamlines your shipping process, taking you from shipping headache to shipping nirvana. Communicate more easily with customers. No more waiting in line at the post office. Eliminate copy and paste label nightmares. And give your scissors and tape dispenser a break. ShipStation lets you create up to 500 labels, even mixing and matching carriers without starting over or visiting several websites. No matter where you sell online or how long it currently takes you to pack and ship, ShipStation can save you time and money. Some customers are saving up to 10 minutes per package. So if you're tired of shipping headaches, join us in shipping nirvana. Visit ShipStation.com today. Your account is free for 30 days.